Asia. Sexual violence. Second-class citizens. The rape and murder of a doctor in India is fueling outrage.
There were nearly 32,000 rapes reported in India in 2022, the latest year for which data are publicly available, according to the National Crime Records Bureau. That number hugely understates how common sexual violence is in the country. Most incidents are never reported. Those that are rarely make the news. Once in a while, a particularly gruesome case leads to national outrage. So it went in 2012, when a 23-year-old student was gang-raped on a bus in Delhi before being left for dead by the side of the road. She later died of her injuries. Or in 2020, when a 19-year-old Dalit farm worker was gang-raped in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, allegedly by a group of upper-caste men from her village. She too died. And so it has been over the past couple of weeks, following the rape and murder on August 9th of a 31-year-old trainee doctor during her night shift in a hospital in Kolkata, the capital of the eastern state of West Bengal. Women across the country have taken to the streets, demanding safety from violence and equality at work and in public life. Doctors have gone on strike for better working conditions. The outrage is important, says Vrinda Grover, a lawyer and activist. It says this is wrong, and we as a society won't condone this violence. Yet outrage has done little in recent years to improve the lives of Indian women. The number of reported rapes in the country was higher in 2022 than a decade before. That may be due to greater willingness to report such crimes, but it is hardly a sign that the risk of falling victim to one has been reduced. Public spaces still belong firmly to men, with women expected to keep themselves safe when they venture beyond the confines of home, which is often hardly safe either. One reason is that the government is not enforcing its own laws. The case in Kolkata, for instance, might have been prevented if the doctor had had access to a safe resting place, as is already required by India's workplace safety rules. And while high-profile cases such as the one in 2012 have been fast-tracked through special tribunals, the legal process for most victims remains painfully slow and unpromising, with only about a quarter of cases that go to trial resulting in a conviction. Meanwhile, violence against women is still widely considered acceptable. Nearly half of Indians surveyed by the government between 2019 and 2021, men and women both, said that a husband was sometimes justified in beating his wife for offences such as disrespecting his parents or going out without asking his permission. Marital rape is not a crime. Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, alluded to the problem of violence against women in his Independence Day speech on August 15th, without specifically mentioning the case in Kolkata. His main recommendation was to instill fear through harsher punishments. Rekha Sharma, chairwoman of the National Commission for Women under Mr. Modi's previous government, blamed the government of West Bengal, which is led by an opposition party. She has previously said that highlighting the problem of sexual violence was akin to defaming the country. India is hardly alone in needing to tackle violence against women, but politicians remain unserious about curbing it.